My Lord, what is this world coming to? What people need today is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yeah, well, can people handle the truth, though?
I believe they can. In the Situation Room.
Welcome to the Situation Room, the program that applies God's word to our present situation. We take the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth of God's word, and apply it to our daily lives. Because at the end of the day, what really matters is not what I say or what somebody else say, but what does the word of God say? And I ask that you take everything that you hear me say or somebody else say on this program and you check it out with the word of God. Because if I or anyone try to put something on your spiritual plate that don't line up with the scriptures, well, just put that in your spiritual garbage disposer. Because all you want on your spiritual plate is the truth that's found in the word of God. And we don't have to be afraid to tell the truth because God is on our side. We don't have to be afraid to stand up for the truth because God is on our side. We don't have to bag up or shut up, but we can stand up and speak up for the Lord Jesus Christ. Because when you're getting the truth out the word of God, then God is indeed on your side.
What time is it? What time is it, you say? It is the Situation Room time. Today, Pastor Wilbur will be teaching on marriage. You will be hearing today a class on marriage. What is marriage all about? We will find out today in the Situation Room. Marriage questions and answers.
All right. All right. Amen. He's a smart man. Yeah, sometimes, you know, a man can bruise easy from no sometimes my wife would be pinching that. That's a little more seconds. All right. Alright. Let's go ahead and get some correct answers. Are you ready for some correct answers? All right. If you know the correct answer, go ahead and read the question and then tell us what you think the answer is. So read the question. So who want to be first? Not everybody, raise your hand. Okay, go right on. Alright, read your question loud so we can put it on the tape.
What does it mean to be a household?
What does it mean to be the head of the household?
Well, I didn't refer to the Bible, which I should have.
You said what?
I didn't refer to the
you
Bible.
You didn't refer.
I should have, but I didn't.
You should have, but you didn't.
I didn't, because I think I know it all. Because I think I already know what it is. Man of the house, to provide for his family.
All right.
So I do know it all?
That's why you in this class. Well, that's some responsibilities of the man. That's responsibility. If I were to ask the person what are some responsibilities of the man, then that would have been an excellent answer. That would have been an excellent answer. See, the scripture here says in Ephesians 5, verse number 23, it
says, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. Now, the key word there is for the husband. That word for can also be translated because. Well, in order to really understand that verse, you've got to go back up to verse number 22, where it says, wives, submit yourself unto your own husband as unto the Lord, for the husband is the head. So the reason, one of the reasons the husband is the head is because the wife is submitting. You see? So you got to understand why you the head. You the head because God says, I appointed you the head and I wanted her to follow you. So now, what do it mean, headmanship? Come in, Theo. No, come here. I want you to come. I want you and your fiance to come. Lord have mercy. Right here. You stand right there. No, face. Turn the other way.
This way?
Yeah, turn right the other way. Yeah. All right. Turn like this here. All right. Now, she's behind you. All right. So, God. Okay, you side by side. Stand side by side. Now. God says for her to submit. Now, get behind.
She don't like that. She don't like that.
Okay. All right. Now, he's the head. All right. Now, look at his head. All right. Now, his body follows his head, don't it?
Amen.
Wherever his head go, his body follows. Is everybody clear with that?
Yeah.
What do the head do to the body?
Control with the racket.
All right. This is the kind of the
central control.
Yeah, that's more the central control. Yeah. That's more the central control. Alright, now, do headmanship means that he can boss her around?
No. Just try to lead her in the right
way. Oh, boy, he got it. He got it. Alright.
Follow me. Come on.
Yes.
You might have to go this way.
Amen. Now,
see, but that means like when you say you're going that way, she's supposed to be like, well, why? You know, it's supposed to be
clear. She's submitting.
Well, yeah,
she's
submitting. Yeah, see, that's what headmanship means. It means to step out and take the lead.
Uh-huh. Amen.
Yeah, you take the lead. Uh-huh. Headmanship. Now, one of the problems is, Theo.
Yes, sir.
Take this chair and sit down.
Where do you want me to sit down?
Right there.
All
right. Yeah. He won't do nothing. She's ready for him to take the lead. Mm-hmm. Because he won't take the lead, guess what she's going to do?
See?
See, she done took the lead. Come on over here. Come on over here. She's going in places that he's supposed to go. He's doing things that he's supposed to do. Why? He don't understand headship. He won't step out and take the lead. Now, how many of you think you would enjoy following a parked car?
You don't want to follow a parked car. You don't get nowhere.
Yeah, that's how most ladies feel in a man. they can't push their man to make him do anything, and they just frustrated. They want to be a submissive wife, but man, this guy here, he won't do anything. And the man said, "You just do what I say."
Yeah.
See, that's boss manship, not headship. Headship has to do with leadership, and leadership is all about stepping out and taking the lead. And you lead people in the way that Christ would go. Yeah. See, right here in the text. That's why we have to read this text. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is head of the church. You can never ask your wife to do something that Christ would not ask the church to do. Do you see? Yeah. Whatever Christ asked the church to do, then you can ask your wife to do that. So your standard, men, is not the brothers on the street. Whatever the brothers on the street said. That's what he said, he told his wife to do. Yeah. And so that, I mean, you do need to do. I mean, Ralph says that his wife is enough. No, you can't go there. You got to stay with the word. You got to stay with it. So if you want her to follow you, Theo, what you going to have to do?
You
don't have to get up. There you go. You don't have to get up here.
Now you remember this.
Yeah. Amen.
You see it?
You have to be taught the word.
Yeah.
Thanks.
We're going to go the right way.
Yeah. And see how she smiles. She's happy that she got a man she can follow that's doing what the Lord wants her to do. They get excited about that. Yeah. It's an adventure. It's an adventure to be able to follow a man going places. Yeah. So that's what headship is all about. It's about leadership, taking the lead, stepping out, taking the lead. Now, you got to understand the kind of wife you got. Some of you got wives that's kind of aggressive. Some of the wives, they have been on their own for a while. Therefore, they used to taking the lead. So they ain't no way all day. I'm telling you now. You got to make sure you got a plan. You got to make sure that. Because if you don't have a plan, they already got one.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah. So if you want to take the lead, step in the lead and keep going. Don't slow down. Keep going. And life will be an adventure. You will have fun in your marriage. Yeah. All right. So is everybody clear about what it means to be the head?
Not bossing ship and following the word.
Yeah.
Think
about headship. Think about it in this way. Leadership. Yeah. Headship is really leadership. That's what God is looking for. He's looking for you to take the lead, man. Take the lead. Why is that? Why did God give that command? Who came first? The man or the woman?
The man.
So God says, listen, since the man is here, then I'm going to go ahead and let the man be the leader.
Amen.
Yeah. The man is the leader. That's what we're talking about. Understand? The head. He's the leader. He's the responsible party for that family. He can consult his wife, what you think, baby. But he's got to make the ultimate decision. The buck stops with him. He can ask the wife. He can go outside and get counseling from the pastor or get counseling from somebody. But ultimately, that man has got to make the final decision. So you don't have to go back and forth and saying, when my wife want to do this. No, God already done chose. Yeah, because when Adam and Eve sinned, who did God come after? He came after Adam. He says, Adam, Adam, where art thou? Where you at, Adam? But it was Eve was the one that got things started in the garden, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Eve took the lead.
Yeah.
And she was the one that got the fruit and said, oh, this all right, come here, Adam. Yeah, take you a piece of this. And Adam went and took a bite out of it. The Bible says Eve was deceived. Adam what? In other words, Adam went in with his eyes wide open. The devil tricked Eve. But Adam went in with his eyes wide. He knew better. But he didn't man up. God is looking for a man to man up. Sometimes you know better. But you say, well, I'm gonna let her. No. Don't repeat that story in the garden. Be a man and say, no, baby. No, the Lord has showed me that's what we need to do. And if we mess up, it's on me. It's on me. I'm man enough.
Right.
Yeah. So, you be the man about this thing. Be the man about it. Be the man about it. So, headmanship in one word is what then?
Leadership.
It's about leadership. It's not about being the boss and you got to do what I say. And then you knew what the pastor said? He read out the Bible that the man is the head of the wife. No, that means that you got to be the leader. And if something go wrong, then God is holding you accountable and responsible. Yeah. So you are responsible for the leadership of that family. And you can't lead from behind. You can't lead from behind. So, God, that's why a man, a husband, got to be spiritual. He's got to be spiritual. Because his standard is you got to keep up with Christ. Even as Christ is the head of the church. So that your leadership got to be just like Christ's leadership. So Christ has got to be your model. So you got to study this word. You got to find out how Jesus led his disciples. And if you find out how Jesus led his disciples, then you can lead your family. Yeah. And keep in mind, a lady, believe it or not, she's looking for me. Yeah. A lady really don't want to have to do all of that. She don't want to make all them decisions and all of that. You just tell me which way you want this house to go and we're going to go. Yeah. And we're going to get these children and we're going to get everybody in order. Yeah. That's what I'm looking for. And so, in other words, she's looking for, and it's three letters. See, a lady is really looking for a man. She's looking for a real man. She ain't looking for somebody that's weak.
Right.
Somebody who's going to push the responsibility on her. Like, you just do what you do. You explain this bad place. No, you're getting out of the situation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she already got enough on her mind with the kids and a lot of other pressure. You go on and handle that. Go on and handle that. Handle that responsibility. Yeah. All right, now we're going to the next person. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Yeah. What does it mean to be a submissive wife? Oh, somebody's supposed to read that and take that. Who's going to read that and take that?
One of the ladies.
Yeah, that's right. One of the ladies. Yeah, one of the ladies. Thank you, Leo.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
The obvious is he's not in here.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave my answer since you went ahead and you popped it at the door.
Give her a hand. She close.
Yeah, that's a good one.
She real close. She real close. Somebody else. Right here.
I put a submissive wife is a strong woman that is yet lowly when it comes to her or the husband.
She's a theologian up in this house. She's using a lot of Bible terminology and stuff. She's a strong woman that's lowly. That's Bible terminology, lowly. All right, give her a hand. All right. Come back up, Theo, his wife. What's your name? I gotta get your name down.
Oh, Sister Ashley.
Ashley. I gotta be patient with me, Ashley. I'm bad on names. It took me a long time to get Theo name. All right. Y'all stand side by side. All right. Submit, Ashley. Submit, Ashley.
She wants to eat
it. No. Remember our first illustration.
Okay.
There you go. The word submit is a word that come out of the Roman army. In the Roman army, when the platoon came out there, they were just talking with one another. But when the drill sergeant came, he said, submit. Everybody fell in line. That's what Paul is talking about. Get in line. So it's not a bad word. Get in line. You just lining up under authority. That's all. You're getting in line. Okay? Y'all, that's right. Order. It's just bringing order in the house. That's all. All right. Come on, y'all got some children. Come on. These the two of y'all. Y'all won't be there. I mean, this is your mama and dad. All right. Yeah. Amen. What's your name?
Fanon.
All right. That's a pretty name. Now tell Fanon. Fanon. Amen. Theo got a. Your family's growing. All right. Your children, come on up here, children. All right. Now, Theo, tell your children, y'all need to submit.
Submit
to your mama. Tell them to submit to your mama. There you go. You see? Do you see the household? It's order in the house.
Amen.
It's bringing order in the house.
Amen.
The daddy, and then it's the head of the house.
Amen.
Then you got the wife. She's submitted to the head of the house. Well, when you get children, the children just can't do what they want to do.
Amen.
So for the most part, mama is close to the children. So mama now has got the children in line. Now the house function good until somebody get out of line.
Amen.
You see? Now, step back over here. Normally what's happened, the reason that the houses are malfunctioning today. Mm-hmm. Come in, Theo. Go sit down over there. Now, because he's out of place, guess what?
They're getting out of line.
Step over here. She's having trouble now with the kids. Now try to bring her back in line. She'll come. All right, now turn your back. Get back out of line.
There you
trying to get him.
Come on.
But he knows he's going the other way. So you now you got to leave the house to try to go get him. Yeah. But he keep running from mom. Do you see? Now the house is going to pieces. The devil can, because ain't nobody guarding the house.
Right.
The dad is supposed to have been there to protect the house, provide for the house. Now she's got to go and get welfare and everything. You see, the kids is going, it's chaos now.
Amen.
All right. Come on, mama. Back in her place. Mama, come on back in her place. All right. Now the kids is coming back. She got, but this one here won't come back. He won't come back in this place. Why is that? Why the son won't come back and put the girl say, okay, I understand, Mom. I'm sorry. So the girl, she done came back in the place. But the boy, he got a lot of angry. He angry in it. Why is he so angry?
Because the man is gone.
Yep.
Huh?
The man is gone.
The man is out. The man. And so he's really angry at who? The daddy. And so he hates seeing his mama do like that, but he don't know how to handle it as a teenager. He just don't. So in his mind, he'll just leave home rather than being a burden on mom. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's another mouth to feed. I can make it on my own. I can make it on my. Now mama is thinking that he's just being rebellious. In one sense, he is being rebellious, but he's trying to be a man.
Amen.
You see?
Right.
He don't really want to be in a house, but just women's in the house. Mm-hmm. He want to be a man, and he's trying to prove his manhood by rebellion. Yeah. How can we get the house back in order?
You got to bring the baby back.
Huh? Arrangement. We got teenage girl here.
Uh-huh. And that's it for the day in the Situation Room. Listen to us all day long because we're in your corner right here in the Situation Room. Mm-hmm.